今日朝头早我哋经文系嚟自《使徒行传》第八章一到八节。我哋首先系用广东话嘅回应方式读，再用英文回应嘅方式读。
This morning our scripture reading is from Acts chapter 8, verses 1 through 8. We will read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
使徒行传第八章第一节，扫罗也喜悦他被害，从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。扫罗却残害教会，进各人的家，拉着男女下在监里。腓利下撒玛利亚城去宣讲基督。因为有许多人被污鬼附着，那些鬼大声呼叫，从他们身上出来，还有许多瘫痪的、瘸腿的都得了医治。我们一起读第八节。在那城里就大有欢喜。
And Saul approved of his execution, and there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. 。But Saul was ravaging the church, and entering house after house, he dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. 。Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. Let's read verse 8 together in that city.
愿神祝福读同埋听佢话嘅人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his word.
细路仔可以落去儿童崇拜。
Children may now be dismissed for children's worship.
今日嘅信息系城市事工。
Today's message is titled Urban Ministry.
。As Christians, how do we make an impact on our city and ultimately on our world?
作為基督徒，我哋點樣對於呢個社會同埋對呢個世界有影響呢？
Well, one of the answers is in our text in Acts chapter 8.
其中嘅答案就係我哋剛才所讀過嘅《使徒行傳》嘅呢段經文。
It's being part of a movement. We ought to have a movement mindset.
这个就是一个运动的其中一部分，我们需要有一个心态，就是带着这个运动。
And that's one of the core values of a gospel-centered church.
这个是一个以福音为中心教会的其中一个中心的价值。
Jake, if you could hit slide 2, this is on slide 2. In Acts 8, we have a case study. Case study right before your eyes of Philip. Philip the evangelist going to the city of Samaria.
在《使徒行传》的第八章，我们看到腓利这个一个真实的例子，他去到这个撒玛利亚这个例子。
And what he did there was gospel ministry.
他在那里所做的就是一个福音的事工。
And the case study, which is right before you, Acts 8, shows you three things.
这个例子给我们看到三样东西。
Again, you can pick them out in a paragraph here. First, our scripture shows us what it means to be part of a movement.
第一就是说这个经文给我们看到怎样是作为一个运动的一份子。
If you're a Christian, you're called to be part of this gospel movement.
如果你基督徒的时候，神呼召你都是成为这个福音运动的一份子。
Secondly, the text shows us that Philip shows us what it means to effectively minister in a city.
第二就是腓利比，我们看到我们怎样在一个城市里面去有效地做这个事工。
And thirdly, our text shows us how to live out the gospel in our lives so that we can show others that the movement is alive within us.
而第三就是说我们怎样在我们的生命里面去活出这个福音，以致被人看到我们这个运动是存在的。
And so the three things we'll look at is movement,
第一就是这个运动
ministry,
第二就是事工
and method,
第三就是那个方法。
So let's take a look at what it means to be part of a movement, and where do you see that? Verses 1 to 4.
第一就是说我们怎样看到这个运动呢，就是第一至到第四节。
Jake, if you don't mind, if you could shine up verse 1 again.And Saul, again, Saul, if you remember, was, was Paul. His former name was Saul. And Saul was there giving approval to his death.
第一节就是讲到这个扫罗，就是保罗他之前的名，就是说在那里他喜悦斯提番被害。
Now that doesn't make any sense unless you connect it to the previous chapter. Again, we didn't read a previous chapter. That's Acts chapter 7.
这个就是关联到第七章之前一章所发生的事。
And if you're familiar with Acts, in end of Acts chapter 7 was we learned about Stephen, the first martyr of Christianity.
如果你记得的话，第七章就是讲到这个斯提凡，他是第一个基督教的殉道者。
We'll give a little quiz for those of you in Sunday school. Who was Stephen? What happened to him?
最后的学生斯提凡是哪一个呢？有什么事在 他发生呢？
Anyone in Sunday school? I talk about anyone grade 12 and under here. Anyone? Josiah?
He's looking back.
Josiah 是在后面。
Jacob? Teddy? Teddy? Samuel? Back there? Hello?
斯提凡是哪一个？记不记得？
Anyone? What happened to him?
有什么事在他发生呢？
I didn't give you the answer already. Martyr, right? Dead. He died. He was executed. Stoned to death. Why?
他是被人用石头去打死的。为什么呢？
Preaching the word.
就是说他宣讲这个福音。
See, in verse 1, we see Saul, who again became Paul, was there.
第一节我们看到就是扫罗，其后是他的名变成是保罗，他是站在那里。
And the apostle Paul would later be converted.Convicted in the heart, core of his being by God.
之后这个扫罗被神的被神去改变，被神去去呼召他。
And we see in this case study there was something about the apostle Paul, then known as Saul, that he saw firsthand as Stephen died. He saw something that frightened him.
今日俾我哋睇到扫罗企喺嗰度，有啲嘢系俾佢睇到嘅，系令佢好震惊嘅。
And what was that?
是什么呢？
It alarmed him. He saw Stephen die, but he died in a marvelous way.
他看到斯提凡死的时候，他觉得很诧异，他死的时候是一个很特别的情景。
Stephen died joyfully. He was being stoned to death, but he died joyfully.
斯提凡被人用石头打死的时候，他有喜乐在他的里面。
And soeven though Paul, Saul, or the Apostle Paul, didn't participate in this actual stoning, it terrified him, it radicalized Saul to want to persecute the Christian church because he was terrified.
扫罗纵使他没有参与在用石头打死斯提凡，但是他在那里觉得很震惊，以致其后他完全的改变，要去毁灭基督教。
He saw there was something special in this Stephen, and he was scared to death.
他看到斯提凡里面有些很特别的东西，是令到扫罗是很害怕的。
And so in our text in verse 3 we're told Saul began to be an active leader to persecute Christians.
第三节给我们看到就是说扫罗跟着成为一个去迫害基督教的一个领导人。
That means he's trying to destroy the church.
他尝试要摧毁这个教会。
And as a result even though verse 1 says the apostles stayed at JerusalemApostles sort of went underground. That's what happened. The laity went out.
跟住呢、这个啲、门徒咧就留喺耶路撒冷，但系佢哋系喺地下里边去诶，俾、人去睇到佢哋去聚会。而其他一般嘅信徒咧，佢哋就系分散去各地。
Do you see that in the text? The apostle stayed behind. The laity went out.
呢啲门徒留低，而其他嘅平信徒就离开。
You see, everybody else had to flee for their lives.
每一个人都要为佢哋嘅生命去躲避。
And that persecution scattered the Christians throughout the region.
呢个逼迫去使到基督徒咧系分散各地。
That helped spread the gospel, a gospel movement.
呢样嘢就系帮助咗呢个福音嘅广传，呢个福音嘅运动嘅散开。
Now, verse 4 says those.Who had been scattered, if you could shine up verse 4, please. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went.
第四节他说那些分散的人往各处去传道。
Remember, who was scattered?
你记得哪些人去分散啊?
Was it the apostles?
是不是门徒呢?
No.
不是。
It was the laity.
是那些一般的信徒。
The laity were scattered, proclaiming, sharing, preaching.The gospel.
这些嘅平信徒去宣讲，去教导这个福音。
The preaching word again means bringing, announcing good news.
这个宣讲嗰个字就系讲到话要带呢个福音去出去，去宣称，去宣布呢个福音。
I know when you first see that word preach, you're thinking, oh, like what we're doing now, right? This person up here speaking to a group. No, it's not only.That's not only the only meaning behind that word.
当你讲紧咧，听到呢、这个即系经文里边所讲传道呢个字，系咪好似一个人，好似我哋而家咁样企喺上边，去对大班人去宣讲呢个福音咧？并唔系只系咁样。
It's that famous Greek word euangelizo.
呢个希列文嗰、那个传福音嗰个字。
Bring, herald, proclaim, share.The gospel.
去带这个福音出去，去宣称、宣讲这个福音，去分享这个福音。
You know, if you phonetically work out that, you know, if you don't know the Greek alphabet, you phonetically put it in English, the word, it looks like evangelism. That's where we get the word.
这个英文的这个宣传福音那个字呢，就是其实由这个希列文这个字来。
And so as you look at this case study in Acts 8, it says here, everybody, the laity,Everybody evangelized.
第八章俾我哋睇到就系每一个人，每一个平信徒，佢哋都去传福音。
And so what happened?
跟住发生咩事
？At the church in Jerusalem, there was great preaching.
喺耶路撒冷有啲好好嘅宣讲、传道。
Christianity grew.
基督教去发展。
People brought their friends to hear the preaching.
啲人将佢哋嘅朋友去带到嚟去听呢个福音。
And then the persecution happened.
然后这个逼迫开始了。
And the Christians were pushed out of their comfort zones.
而这个基督徒就被迫去离开他们那个安全的地方。
And now we're told that they took what they learned from the teachers and from the preachers, and they began to proclaim, to share the gospel.
然后他们就将那些他从耶路撒冷所听到、所学习到的关于福音的东西就去带出去，去跟其他人去分享，去教导其他人。
That means they counseled their friends with the gospel.
即是说他们去跟他们的朋友去讲这个福音。
They evangelized, they shared what was happening in their lives, this God who came, who drew near them.
他们跟人去分享有什么在他们的身上去发生，神怎样去带领他们去靠近神。
And the text says everybody did that.
经文说每一个人都这样做。
They took what they knew, what they had, and they began to proclaim the Christ.
他将他们所学到的去向其他人去传讲，去传福音。
I hope you see that. The church is not supposed to be a body of people with a small number of ministers and everybody else just coming to see what's happening.
我也希望你应该看到这个教会并不是说只是一班很小班的人去教导这个福音，然后其他人呢就只是来去看看究竟发生什么事，听下人讲道。
The church is not supposed to be like a store. The church is not supposed to be a store where you go as a consumer.
这个教会并不应该是好像一个店铺这样，其他人只是来去消费。
The people coming aren't supposed to be customers.
他们来不是一个消费者。
You're providers to the community.
你应该去向这个社区去作为一个供应者。
Because the text is absolutely everyone was on mission.
因为经文所讲的每一个人都带着一个宣教。
Everybody, it says, was proclaiming the gospel.
每一个人都去传道。
And they were sharing, teaching, spreading the gospel simply from person to person.
他们去每一个人一个人一个人这样去分享这个福音，宣讲福音。
And you see that throughout the Bible.
整本圣经都是这样讲。
For instance, Genesis 12, verses 2 and 3. God comes to Abraham.
好像创世纪第十二章咁样，神嚟到去亚伯拉罕嗰度。
Again, I'm going to paraphrase here, just for the sake of time. Abraham, God says, Abraham, I want to bless you.
神去向亚伯拉罕讲话，我要祝福你。
I want to come near you.
我要靠近你。
I want to bring you close to me.
我将你咧去拉近去我嗰度。
God says, I want to give you my love, Abraham.
佢话我要去爱你。
Isn't that wonderful? That's what we want. That's what we want.
We want
to be near God, to God to draw near us. We want the, that's the blessing. That's what blessing is.
我们希望去靠近神，神也都是靠近我们，这个就是神的祝福。
But then what does God say to Abraham in Genesis 12?
但是神对亚伯拉罕说什么呢?
I want to bless you that you may be a blessing to others.
神话我要祝福你，以致你可以成为别人的祝福。
This is on slide 3, if you don't mind, Jake. God never calls you radically in without sending you out.
神去彻彻底底的呼召你来，他一定会也都去彻彻底底的去差遣你出去。
God never calls you in, blesses you, and fills your heart with his love except to make you a blessing for others.
神祝福你，去充满你的心。以致你可以亦都去祝福其他人。
God makes that clear in the Bible.
神好清楚喺圣经里边咁样讲。
I'm gonna bless you, Abraham. I'm gonna love you. Now get out there. Get out from Ur of the Chaldees. Get out of your home country.
神话我要祝福你，我爱你。而家你要离开吾尔，离开你嘅家，你嘅本地本乡。
Get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your culture.
离开你嘅文化，离开你嗰个安全嘅地方。
That's the paradigm. This is a case study. That's the paradigm. That's in God's word for you.
这个是给你一个范例，一个例子。
God uses the persecution, which was a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. We shouldn't wish that upon anyone. It's a bad thing. But he uses the bad thing, persecution, to send out everybody on a mission.
神用这个逼迫，这个逼迫本身是一个坏的东西，一个不好的东西，但是神用这个逼迫去将每一个人都差遣出去。
Notice it's not some mission plan that's approved by the actions of the leaders of the church that this great expansion happened.
这个不是好像一个宣教的计划，要由一班教会的领导，这个领导的人去批核，去筹备，以致这个运动可以开展。
No, how did it happen, according to the text? Ordinary believers taking the opportunity to share the message that they received from God.
这件事怎么发生呢?就是每一个平信徒,他们用每一个的机会去将神的信息去跟人分享。
Or to put it in Roland Allen's term of his book, it's the spontaneous explosion of evangelism.
换句话讲,就是一个在一个很短的时间而爆发的一个福音运动。
This is on slide 3. The apostles became the stabilizing, the verifying, the unifying element in this mission.
这个门徒呢，他们的工作就是什么呢？就是要去稳定，要去确认，还有要 去联合所有基督徒的一个功能。
And the mission moved and spread through new areas and people groups.
这个运动呢，就去散播到去不同的地方，不同的人群当中。
But it was out there planning and control.
但是这个并不是有什么计划，有什么任何的人去控制。
That's what a movement is by definition. What is a movement? Everybody owns the mission.
这个运动是什么呢？就是说每一个人都是参与在当中。
Everybody is participating in the mission.
每一个人都在这个宣教的运动里面去参与。
And what happens is, even though you still need leaders, of course, right?
没错，你也都需要有领袖。
The apostles' job was to stabilize, verify, unify the people of God.
但是这个你当中的领袖那些门徒他们做什么呢？就是要稳定信徒，要去确认这些信徒，还有将他们联合起来。
This movement was a spontaneity, a spontaneity spreading the church.
这个运动是瞬间的就发生，去将这个教会去扩展。
You know what spontaneity means? That means all kinds of new initiatives bubbled up all over the place by ordinary people.
就是说每一个人去在不同的地方去将这个事工 去发生去成长。
The apostles didn't send Philip to Samaria, he went to Samaria.
这些门徒并没有将腓利去差遣去到撒玛利亚，而是腓利自己自发的去撒玛利亚这个地方。
We'll get to this in a moment, but remember, the Jews hated Samaritans.
你要记得就是说犹太人当时是很憎这些撒玛利亚人。
Philip was a Jew.
腓利是犹太人。
You know, we know that the Jews did not like the Samaritans from the Bible. Even in the New Testament, they won't even walk through Samaria. They walked around Samaria.
我们知道这些犹太人也都不喜欢走入这个撒玛利亚地方，他们会绕道去离开，从其他的地方不用经过撒玛利亚，因为他们不喜欢撒玛利亚人。
So Philip didn't take the easy task. He went to those whohis nation, his people group hated.
但腓利就走到这些撒玛利亚人当中。
And so what happens is God uses the persecution that was a bad thing to turn his church into a movement.
神就用这个逼迫这样坏的东西去将他的教会呢去发使到这个运动去产生出来。
And if you know your Bible, and if you know your church history, you knowhow most of the time, most churches are renewed. Renewed in energy, renewed in spiritual fervor. Do you know how?
你知不知道这些在历史里面，教会怎样去被更新，去宣讲福音呢？
Most Christian communities get spiritually renewed and turned into a dynamic movement when everybody owns the vision, when there's trouble.
就是说这些教会怎样去被更新，被奋兴出来呢？就是说当中是有问题有困难的时候。
That's what usually has to happen. Trouble, persecution.
通常就是当有逼迫有困难的时候。
Throughout Christendom, throughout the history of the church, it's very rare that a community voluntarily seeks renewal.
在教会的历史里面，很少说在没事发生，而这些教会呢会去寻求奋兴的。
And you know what God has to do?
神要做什么？
To stir you up.
怎样可以去搅动我们呢？
Bring trouble into your life.
就是将困难带到你的生命里面。
That's what it means to be part of a gospel movement.
这个就是说我们怎样去参与在这个运动的当中。
But secondly, what we learn here in this case study of Acts 8 is what does it mean to effectively minister the gospel in a city?
第二就是我们怎样有效地在这个城市里面去传福音。
Well, we know from the text, verses 1 to 4, everybody was scattered.
我们知道第一节到第四节讲到每一个人都散开去了。
And that's a significant fact.
这个是一个重要的。
See, when the people of God are scattered, when they are dispersed out into other regions, urban ministry is a very important strategy.
当所有的人去散开的时候，这个城市的事工是一个很重要的策略。
In the Old Testament, when the Babylonians, again the enemies,Israel had plenty of enemies. The Babylonians conquered Israel. They conquered Judah. What we see is what we see in Acts 8 too.
当我们在旧约里面看到巴比伦人怎样去攻占这个犹太的时候，我们都看到在新约圣经第使徒行传第八章这样发生。
Another quiz for you, young people in Sunday school. What happened in the Old Testament? What happened when the Babylonians conquered Israel and conquered Judah?
当在旧约圣经讲到巴比伦人去攻占这个犹大的时候，有什么事发生呢？跟着发生什么事呢？
What happened? Toby, what happened? What happened?
有什么事发生？
What happened? Scattered, right? Same thing, scattered.
他们都分散了。
Right? The Babylonians were just, you know, just as filled with people. Babylon was just filled with people that Jews didn't like, just like Samaria.
巴比伦人就好似当时嘅撒玛利亚人一样，呢啲犹太人系唔中意佢哋嘅。
Again, I don't have time to go into all of the details of why the Jews hated the Samaritans, but you know, again, it's a fact they didn't. They didn't like each other.
我哋冇时间去再讲翻点解犹太人唔中意撒玛利亚人。
And then in Jeremiah 29, the Jews were scattered away from Jerusalem.
喺耶利米书二十九章里讲到话犹太人呢离开咗耶路撒冷。
And they were put into this big pagan city, Babylon.
佢哋被带到去巴比伦呢个异教徒嘅城市里边。
And then God tells them counterintuitively to seek the joy of the city.
但系神话乜嘢咧？神话你要去为呢个城去求平安。
And he tells the Jews, and this is in Jeremiah 29:7, and on slide 4. I want, again, you have the exact quote up here, I'm going to paraphrase. I want you to seek the peace and prosperity and shalom of the city, Babylon.
他说你要为那城求平安，为那城祷告耶和华，因为那城得平安，你们也随着得平安。
Pray for it. Pray for it that it would prosper.
去为他们的发展去祈祷。
Your community will prosper if you pour yourself out. In deeds of service.
如果你将你自己去为这个社区去贡献去服侍的时候，这个社区就会去发展有平安。
That was the effective strategy. Urban ministry was crucial to the Jews being scattered.
对于这个犹太人去分散各地，要去进行这个城市的事工，这个很重要。
And now the same. Acts chapter 8, our case study, it's crucial.As the Christians, early Christians, were scattered.
而去翻使徒行传第八章，我哋睇到呢啲使徒、呢个门徒或者信徒去分散各地嘅时候，佢哋进行嘅城市嘅宣教系好重要。
For those of you who are familiar with the Book of Acts, it's all about Christians living in cities.
其实使徒行传成章嘅圣经就讲到呢啲基督徒去住喺呢个城市嘅里边。
Do you know almost everything that happens in the book of Acts happens in a city?
你知唔知喺《使徒行传》所描述嘅所有嘅事情都喺城市里边发生
？Almost the entire early church's history unfolds in an urban context.
差唔多所有早期教会所发生嘅事都系喺城市嘅里边。
Virtually every Christian you meet in the New Testament is a city dweller.
你在新約聖經所看到的每一個基督徒，他們其實都是住在城市裡面。
So when Paul wanted to reach a province, when God called Paul to reach a nation, he went where? To a big city.
所以當保羅去出去宣教的時候，他去什麼地方呢？他去一個大的城市裡面。
And as you know, through the epistles in the New Testament, he started churches there.
我們看到他的書信所描述的，跟著就是都是在這些城市裡面 去建立教會。
That was God's strategy. The best strategy was to reach the nations. To reach the nations, you had to reach the cities.
这个就是神所用的方法去怎样将这个福音去带到不同的国家，就是将这个福音先带去城市里面。
You don't have to be an expert to know that, right? It's common sense.
这个是一个很容易去明白的事。
Nations, people groups come to the city.
在不同的国家里面，这些人都喜欢住、去进入城市里面去居住。
Ask yourself, why did you come to New York City?
问下你自己为什么你会来纽约呢？
Most likely it's to find a better life, right?
很多时候就是因为去寻求一个好一点的生活。
Because there are more opportunities to work in the city.
因为有很多更加多的工作的机会。
There are all kinds of cultures and languages represented in a place like New York City.
在纽约里面，我们看到很多不同的文化、不同的语言。
And to survive, you have to in some way assimilate into a new place, into a new culture.
要在这个城市里面 去生活的时候，你也都需要去应受不同的文化。
And this put the pressure off of the Christians because everybody already is trying to assimilate, right? As they sought to proclaim to the nations.
而当这些基督徒去尝试去不同的地方去宣讲这个福音的时候，也都使到他有较少的压力，因为很多不同的族群的人、不同的语言的人，他们都尝试去在这个城市里面去居住。
Think about that. Paul could have learned a new language, which you know is very hard. He could have learned a new culture, and then went off you know, maybe after a couple of years of learning, intensive learning, off to that new region to do ministry.
去嘗試去諗下，想像一下，保羅其實可以喺一個城市裏邊去學一個新嘅語言，又學完之後咧，幾年之後咧，又去另一個地方又學一個新嘅語言。
You know, maybe spend 10 years there in that one certain region.
可能喺嗰個地方用上十年嘅時間。
Then he'd have to do it all over again. Maybe go to another place, learn a language, a culture again for a couple of years intensely, and then another 10 years.
然后去另一个地方，又用几年嘅时间去学呢个语言，然后又待上十年嘅时间，跟住又去另一个地方。
Maybe he could do it a third time if he wasn't burnt out.
如果佢仲未即系太疲累嘅时候，可能可以学第三个语言。
Right. If so, if take the average time in the region, 12 years times 3, 36. That's around 40 years. That's a career.
你谂下，如果你学到三个语言，去三个唔同嘅地方，咁大概三几十年就系佢成个。人生的大部分。
That would not have been as effective as what he did. He went to the city where the people groups were already there. All the different ethnic groups, nationalities were there already.
但是这个并不会是一个很有效的方法。好像保罗他所做的就是他去到个城市里面，有不同的人已经在那里，有不同的语言，不同的文化。
And the people already were willing to, because they were being assimilated into the surroundings, right?
这些人同时间也都是尝试去融合在这个城市的里面，所以他们不会觉得很奇怪。
That's why urban ministry is so important.
所以这个城市的事工是很重要。
The different people groups are already here. They were already there in Antioch, Rome, other large cities.
这些不同的种族的人已经在那里，无论是安提亚，无论是罗马，其他的大城市一样。
And as you see in Acts, and as you see in the epistles,Paul ministered in these cities, and automatically the gospel got into the lifeblood of dozens and dozens of people groups.
我们看到在《使徒行传》里面，保罗当向这些不同的城市去宣讲福音的时候，这些福音也都去不同的种族的里面。
You go to the city to reach the nations of the world.
你去这个城市里面，以致你可以，你的福音可以去达到其他的国家的里面。
But that's not only the benefit of that strategy.
但这个不是只是其中一个益处。
If you come to a place like New York City, you can reach the culture as well.
好像你来到纽约的时候，你也都去接触到不同的文化。
You can make an impact on the culture.
你也都可以去向这个文化去做一个影响。
The gospel could impact not only individuals, but institutions.
这个福音不单止会影响个人，也并且会影响这个族群。
Think about that. What do big cities have?
去想下这个大城市有什么呢？
The art world, the
legal profession,
media capital, the financial centers, they're all in the cities.
有做法律的，有做不同的媒介的，有金融的，他们全部都聚集在这个城市的里面。
As Christianity spreads, it could influence the culture as well.
当这个福音去传开去的时候，它都可以去影响文化。
And Christians were inordinately focused on cities all through the first, second, third centuries.
这个福音去影响这个城市，由这个初期教会第一至到第三世纪都是这样。
And by the year AD 300, over half the population of the Greco-Roman cities were Christian.
直至到主后300年，在这个罗马希腊的地方，大部分的地方的城市都是有基督徒。
And we're told in those history, church history books, that the countryside were pagan.
而这个历史书给我们看到，就是说在其他郊野的地方，反而是一些异教徒聚居的地方。
In fact, do you know what the word pagan, where it comes from?
这个异教徒的英文的字在哪里来的呢？
It's a Greek word.It means a man or a woman of a country, a farmer.
这个字其实是来自一个希腊文，就是说形容这个男人或者女人，他们住在郊野的地方，是一个农夫。
That's where the word originates from. The farmers, the people in the country were pagans, and the people in the cities were converted in Christians.
因为当时在郊野的地方，住在郊区的地方，这些农夫他们都是异教徒，而住在城市的人大部分都是基督徒。
And as you know, as city dwellers, you know this, whatever captures the attention of the city influences the cultures.
我们知道，当无论在城市里面， 他们看到有些什么好即受影响的，这些都会影响到当时的人的文化。
And in the days of the early church, Christianity displaced the old pagan cultures.
而在当时的社会，这个基督教就影响着当时的文化，去以致去使到这些异教徒的文化呢是被排出去。
All that happened because of God's strategy. Persecution happened. Christians, the laity, went out to proclaim the Christ.
这些事情的发生都是神的方法，他令到他使用这个逼迫，使到平信徒都散开去不同的地方传福音。
If you know your Bible, you know that God is sovereign.
我们知道神是有主权的。
And in his wisdom, he's placed you presently in the year 2019 in a city.
神用他的智慧将你放在2019年这个城市的里面。
Now that's not to say we shouldn't neglect the countryside.
并不是说我们可以去不理郊外、郊野、乡间的地方。
We're told everywhere there are people, you need the gospel, you need Christians.
我们知道无论有哪一个地方有人的时候，都需要有这个福音，需要基督徒去。
The Bible and Jesus says, take the gospel to every creature.
神说我们要去将这个福音带到不同的人的里面。
So you need churches everywhere, everywhere there are people.
所以我们每一个地方都需要有教会，只要那里有人的时候。
But strategically, you can reach the nations better if you focus on the big cities.
但在策略上，如果我们是专注在这个大城市里面的时候，我们就更加能够有效地去到其他国家的里面。
You've been placed strategically by the living God in the largest city of the world.
神是有策略的，将你放在这个世界上面最大的城市的里面。
Of course, Mexico City will surpass New York City populace by 2050.
没错，很多其他地方可能会超越纽约。
But you know what's happening now in the in the world? People are moving mass amounts of people to cities.
你知唔知喺世界上边喺呢个时间，好多嘅人都搬去呢个城市里边去居住
？Sociologists tell us that, and they say there's like, and many of you know Bangkok better than I.There are new Bangkoks, if you will, in all these cities of the world because people are flocking to the cities.
我们都知道曼谷是一个大的城市，社会学家告诉我们，就是说每三个月就好像一个新的曼谷的诞生，因为每个时间都有很多人去到这个城市的里面。
Sociologists tell us 8 or 9 million people are moving into cities every 3 months. Every 3 months in the world presently.There are people moving into the cities.
他说每三个月就有800-900,000的人去搬去城市里面去居住，每三个月。
Over the next 150 years, millions of people will be in cities.
跟住下来的150年就有很多百万的人是住在城市里面。
It's obvious. You don't even need to be a sociologist to know this. You just have to live in Queens. You know that it's getting more crowded out there.
你不需要去到太远，你只要去到皇后区，你都知道这个地方越来越挤迫。
And in all the world, because of technology, cities are growing, are being very influential in the world.
因为科技的发展，这个大城市对于整个世界的影响力也都越来越多。
In fact, sociologists tell us that people identify with the city rather than their cultures.
事实上，社会学家也都讲俾我哋听。大部分的人都认同这个城市，而不是认同他们自己的文化。
And that's why the church needs to know, needs to learn how to be effective to minister the gospel in the city.
所以教会很需要他知道我们怎样可以有效地在这个城市里面去传福音。
Jake, slide 5, we have to know what we're doing if we're going to have an impact, if we're going to be part of the gospel movement.We have to know what we're doing in the city.
如果我们知道，如果我们需要知道怎样在有效的方法去在城市里面去做事工的时候，我们知道我们做什么。
And in verses 5 to 8 of our text, we're told what exactly we need to be effective.
經文第5節到第8節 就講俾我哋聽，我哋點樣可以有效咁樣做到。
Three marks are there in verses 5 to 8 for an effective urban ministry.
有三個特徵。
Their word, the word of God.
就用佢嘅話語，神嘅話語。
Good deeds.
係工作。
And racial reconciliation.
同埋種族嘅和合。
Now, I can't go into details of those today, which I'll do that next time, but let me just give you a brief briefing on some of these. First, the word ministry.
我哋會約略咁樣講下，第一就係話呢個話語嘅事工。
You see this in verse 5. Jake, if you could shine up verse 5. Philip went down to a city in Samaria. Again, remember, Samaria was a tough place for a Jew in Samaria, and proclaimed the Christ there.
第五節我哋睇到腓利去到呢個撒瑪利亞，佢去宣講基督。
That's word ministry.
这个是话语的事工。
Right? We proclaim publicly that the Christ is living in us.
我们公开的宣讲耶稣基督住在我们的里面。
Right? Again, Luke is very specific. He says, we preach the Christ.
路加很特意地讲话我们去宣讲基督。
It's about God's marvelous plan of salvation, right? To save and to seek the lost.
这个是神的特别的拯救的计划，去寻求拯救失丧的人。
And God is restoring people and things and making all things new.
神去将所有的东西都去更新。
Again, that's so important to understand the storyline of the Bible.
所以我们很需要去清楚圣经的故事。
The Bible is not just about various principles and things that you have to believe in order to do in order to be blessed by God.
聖經並不是講到一堆的原則，你要去相信，你要去遵守，以致你得到神的祝福。
No, the Bible from cover to cover is what? The plan of God's salvation.
聖經由頭到尾其實都是講到神救恩的計劃。
How he sent his son. How his son came to earth to rescue us and to save us, to redeem us.
講到神怎樣去差遣他的兒子，怎樣在地上去工作，為我們而死，去拯救我們。
And so that's very important, word ministry, because we see Philip just didn't just show up in town and start doing good deeds.
所以我们知道话语的事工很重要。腓利并不是就咁去到这个城市里面去做行善。
Though good deeds are necessary.
虽然行善是需要的。
He preached, he proclaimed the word.
他宣讲去传道。
He called people to repentance and faith.
他呼召人去悔改。
Remember in English fellowship what repentance is. Stop. Conviction. God touches your heart. Then you turn. You make a U-turn in your life.
悔改是什么呢？就是要停。神来到去令到你去知罪，你去认罪，然后你转回去回去神的前面。
And you obey. You trust and obey.
然后你去相信，你去顺服。
That's what repentance is, right?
这个就是悔改的意思。
Secondly, you need deed ministry, as we mentioned.
第二就是你要行善。
And where do we see that? Verse 7.
第七节。
Evil spirits came out of many, and many paralytics and cripples were healed.
他说很多人是被污鬼附住，然后呢，他们从人身上出来，还有很多瘫痪的瘸腿的得到医治。
Now don't get bogged down in the miraculous. Again, miracles can happen, but don't get bogged down with that. Just look at that text. People were delivered spiritually, right? From interior evil.
我们看到有神迹奇事的发生，但不要只是专注在那里。我们看到人也都在属灵的里面去得到医治，因为邪灵在人的里面出来。
Okay, that's one thing the text says in verse 7. And then look at the other thing. It says paralytics and cripples were healed.
第二就是说那些瘸腿的瘫痪的得到医治。
In other words, people were getting help for their physical needs.
换句话说就是说人在他的生理上面的需要是得到医治。
Again, I don't have time to unfold that for you, but I'll do that next time. But again, there's the sharing of the word, preaching of the word. There's good deeds with that. And thirdly, and very important as well, racial reconciliation.
所以我们刚才看到的就是说，第一是话语的事工，第二就是说要行善，是善事善工，第三就是种族的复和。
As I mentioned earlier, the Samaritans and the Jews, they utterly hated each other.
我们刚才讲过了，撒玛利亚人和犹太人他们互相都是憎恨的。
And there was tremendous racial animosity between the Samaritans, who were considered half-breeds.
他们两个种族之间 都存在着敌意。
And the Jews.
这个撒玛利亚人就好像是一些杂种的人一样，而这些犹太人他们认为自己是纯种的。
But the key here is verse 5.
但是重心是第五节。
Philip was a lay person. He was a lay person, but he had the gift of evangelism.
腓利是一个平信徒，但他也是一个传福音的报道家。
And he's Jewish.He's a Jewish Christian.
他是猶太人，但作為一個基督徒。
Don't, you have to see that. You have to be amazed. Why would Philip, a Jewish Christian, go to Samaria of all places?
你會很詫異說，為什麼腓利作為一個猶太人基督徒要去到撒瑪利亞這個地方？
It's because the gospel works on the pride of your heart. It softens it. It teaches you something.It ministers to you, the core of your being.
因为这个福音是在你的心的里面去工作。
This is on slide 6. There's a combination in all of us of superiority and inferiority.
在我们每一个人的心里面，我们都有一个优越感，也都同时间有一个自卑感。
That's going on in each and one of us here.
在一个每一个人的里面。
And it's going on especially in the hearts of people where there's racial tension.Between people groups,
特別是在一些種族之間的一個鬥爭的當中，這些人更加會體現出來。
And until the gospel changes your heart, we all deep in our hearts struggle mightily with inferiority.
我們每一個人的心裡面都是有一個自卑感，在當中是一個掙扎，除非這個福音能夠去改變我們。
And how we deal with that is to say to ourselves or others, well,My culture is better. My culture is superior.
我们怎样去面对这件事呢？如果不是用福音的时候，我们就会说我们自己的文化是比其他人更加是优越。
My people group know how to live. We do it better.
他说我们这班人，我们这种人去懂得更加是怎样去生活，做得更加好。
And we might laugh at those other people groups over there.
我们会讥笑其他族群的人。
And of course that creates the racial tension.
当然这样就产生一个族群之间的张力。
And what the miracle of the gospel does, it works both on your superiority, your pride, and your inferiority.
所以福音做什么呢？就是为我们所存在那种的优越感，那种骄傲，同埋我们那种的自卑感在当中去工作。
And how does the gospel message do that?
那这个福音的信息怎样做呢？
Well, obviously, it works on our pride by saying you're a total sinner. You're absolutely lost. You can't save yourself.
对于我们那种的骄傲，这个福音说我们是完全失丧的。如果靠我们自己，我们不能够得到这个拯救，我们是完全的罪人。
You have to be saved by God. His grace to be showered upon you to be saved.
你需要被神去拯救，藉着祂的恩典去临到你的里面。
And there's absolutely nothing you can do about your sinfulness.
你对于你自己的罪，你不能够做到什么去帮助你。
See, if you ponder on that, that will destroy any of your pride, any of your superiority.
如果你细心想想你刚才我们刚才所讲的，你就会去知道这件事是完全可以摧毁了你自己那种的优越感，那种的骄傲。
And of course the gospel continues and says the Son of God has to come. The Son of God has to come to save you.
这个福音继续讲就是说这个神的儿子一定要来到去拯救你。
And he's willing to do that. Willing to give of himself for you. That's what Christmas is about.
他也都愿意去将他去给你。这个就是圣诞节的信息。
And God incarnates, right? We sung that in the second hymn today. God incarnates comes into this decadent world that you have marred.
这个耶稣基督道成肉身的来到这个颓废堕落的世界，这个世界是被我们所以摧毁的。
That's the gospel. We tarnished God's great creation. It's our fault that things are falling apart.
这个世界只以致是这么破落，是因为我们自己所造成，我们摧毁了神的创造。
The reason why people are at each other's throats, the reason why there's decay everywhere, where there's ill health everywhere, it's our fault.
为什么人去互相的敌视，为什么周围有堕落有败坏，都是因为我们自己的缘故。
And that's why Jesus has to come. But he's willing to come. He's willing to come to live the perfect righteous life that you won't live.
所以耶稣基督需要来到，并且他是愿意的来到，去过一个完全公义的生活，是我们所需要过的。
And he dies in your place to pay your sin penalty. He's innocent. He doesn't have to die. He dies for you.
他本身是无罪，他不需要死，但是他是为你而死。
We're the transgressors. We're the reason why people can't get along.
我们就是那个原因，为什么那些人不可以互相一起的去在一起去生活，我们才是那个犯罪的人。
That's why you got to meditate on the cross, because when you ponder the cross, it destroys your inferiority.
所以我们需要去想下这个十字架，这个十字架是可以摧毁我们的自卑感。
How does it do that? Because you're loved. You're loved by God because he comes for you.
因为我们是被神所爱，神是愿意为我们而来到这个世界上面。
You know how hard it is when people offend us for us to forgive them?
知不知道为什么当人去得罪我们的时候，我们很难去饶恕他们呢？
But God forgives you. You've offended him. You've marred his, you messed up his creation.
但是神是愿意去饶恕我们，纵使我们是得罪了他，我们去摧毁了他的创造。
And so when the gospel permeates your life,and knocks down your superiority and builds up your inferiority, you can reach the world.
所以当神来到去拯救我们，去摧毁我们的优越感，并且将我们从我们的自卑感里面去提升出来的时候，我们就是被他拯救。
That's why there has to be racial reconciliation, especially within the church.
所以是需要有一个族群之间的复和，特别在教会里面。
Because the world will take notice.
因为这个世界会看到。
Because the world will see something is special here.
因为这个世界会看到在教会里面有些特别。
And they will ask questions as to why that is occurring.
然后他们就会问为什么会有这样发生呢？
Because Christians who are saved by grace can make people their friends who out there cannot be friends.
因为当人是被神所拯救成为基督徒的时候，他们可以同那些外面的人不能够做朋友的人成为朋友。
And do you know how that begins?
那么怎样开始呢？
You have to preach the gospel to yourself.
你要向你自己去宣讲福音。
You have to meditate and ponder on the gospel in your own heart.
你要在你的心里面 去默想，去思想这个福音。
Heart, again, in the Bible context, means the core.The center of your being.
圣经所讲的心就是我们人那个中心。
And you have to look carefully at your own superiority and your own inferiority.
你要很小心去考察你自己那个优越感和自卑感。
And you have to get in the way of God's grace.
然后你要去得到神那个恩典。
That means you got to practice. You don't just let go and let God.You have to practice Christian disciplines.
所以你需要去实践这个基督徒那个每日所行的。
You have to pray more than 5 minutes a day.
你要每日去祈祷，不是五分钟祈祷就算数。
You have to open up the Bible and intently study it.
你要去打开圣经，是很落力的去睇、去考、去阅读。
It's not going to happen by osmosis.
这个不是并是就这样摆本圣经喺度，嗰个圣经嘅真理就可以入到你。
You're gonna have to inconvenience yourself and go to fellowship group.
你要去特登嘅去到呢、这个团契嘅里边小组嘅里边。
You're gonna have to have the courage to share about your sinfulness there.
你要有勇气嘅喺呢个团契同埋小组里边去分享你自己嗰个罪。
You're gonna have to have your heart touched in worship.
你要喺呢个 崇拜里边，你嘅心系被神去触摸。
You're gonna have to be softened by God so that you can be a servant to others.
你要被神去软化你嘅心，以致你可以去服侍其他人。
The gospel changes you.
你个福音会改变你。
This is counterintuitive.
呢个同我哋嘅直觉系相反嘅。
Because you know what? If you and I just left it to ourselves, you know what will happen? And you can see that here. You know what happens? You gravitate.To the people who are like you.
如果你只是由得自己是随缘咁样做嘅时候，你只会同你同你相似嘅人去走埋一齐。
But the gospel changes you.
但你福音改变你。
Open to befriend those who are not like you.
呢个福音去改变你，以致你打开自己去同一啲唔同你同你唔同嘅人去做朋友。
You know what our default mode is?And as a result of our sinful nature, you just want what the world wants. That's what you want.
因着我们那个罪性，我们本身是怎样？我们本身所想要的就是世界所想要的东
西。The world says, go after the people like you. Hang out with them. Forget everybody else.
这个世界会说什么呢？说你跟那些跟你一样的人走在一起吧，你不需要去理其他人的了。
You have to be convicted of that by God.
你要被神去感动你，让你睇到你系。
You have to see that that's your natural mode. That's your sinful nature.
你要被神去使你睇到呢个你系你自己嘅罪性。
And you have to start how? Start small. Just befriend a Christian who's not like you. Just befriend a Christian who knows Christ already. That's not like you.
佢点样开始呢？就系话开始同一个同你唔同嘅基督徒。去同佢做朋友，有一个更深入嘅关系。
You take baby steps first.
你慢慢小步小步嘅开始。
Then you could go out there and be a friend to those who are so different than you.
以致你可以跟住就去出去出边，同嗰啲同你好唔同嘅人去做朋友。
And unless you're able to show the world that you can get along with people who can't get along out there, then you're not really applying the gospel in your life.
如果你不能够俾呢个世界去睇到你同其他人任何人都可以做朋友嘅时候，你并冇将呢个福音去实践出嚟。
And so therefore, word, deed, and racial reconciliation marks of effective urban ministry.
所以呢个华语嘅事工、呢个善行同埋呢个族群嘅复和，就系点样可以有效嘅喺呢个城市里边做事工嘅三个目标。
And that changes the world because it changes the city.
呢样嘢可以改变世界，因为佢可以改变城市。
But I'm out of time, and so I can't really get involved. Can't really share a little bit about the pattern of that or the methodology of that till next time.
咁我哋下次会再讲下点样系有其他嘅方法。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我哋感谢你嘅话语。
Sometimes it stings, when we hear the truth.
有时当我哋听到呢个真理嘅时候，好似一条刺咁样刉到我哋。
Lord, I do pray for the power of your Holy Spirit to convict hearts here today.
你求主呢个圣灵去感动我哋，叫我哋知罪。
That there be true repentance and faith.
让我哋有真正嘅悔改同埋有信心。
That we would see U-turns, a turning from our waywardness to you.
以致我哋同我哋嘅迷失嘅里边去再次转回，去翻去你嗰度。
That would see people here, even at Grace Church, that they would trust and obey you and get in the way of your grace.
让我哋睇到我哋教会里边嘅人都去愿意去信靠同埋信服。
That would see people willing to reach to people that are different from them.
以致佢哋系愿意去接触嗰啲同佢哋唔同嘅人。
And to be.A servant of God to them.
以致他们可以去服侍其他人。
Give us the encouragement. Give us the admonishment today that we need.
求主你今天去鼓励我们，也都去督责我们。
Lord, none of us wants to suffer.
因为我们知道没有一个人是愿意去想去受苦。
None of us wants to be under persecution.
没有一个人想受到逼迫。
Lord, that shows how radical things have to be for us to change.
主要俾我哋睇到咁样，我哋系需要有几彻底嘅而得到改变。
And so may you give us the boldness, the courage to pray, Lord, bring into our lives what we need to be close to you.
所以主求你去俾我哋有勇气去祈祷，向你祈祷，去求你将嗰啲需要喺我哋身上边发生嘅嘢去带到俾我哋。
If only a third of us does that, you'll see revival in this place.
如果只有三分一嘅人，我哋当中三分一人系咁做嘅时候，我哋就会睇到复兴。
Or I would say, if you only see five of us do that, we see revival in this place.
或者只要我哋睇到五个人系咁样做嘅时候，我哋睇到复兴。
Oh Lord, minister to us today.
主求你今日去服侍我哋。
Shower us with your blessing.
求你嘅祝福系好似雨咁样洒到我哋嗰度。
We ask that in the name of Jesus.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅名而求。
Amen.
Amen.